Oh, hi, Philip. I think I just missed your call. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Oh, yeah, Tina.
Yes, hi.
Hello. I have payment. I didn't keep track of my when I was due for the payment. Is there any way by the end of this week I'll have it? My payments are coming in kind of slow, but because it's a roofing company, we are at the next phase of our job where we are going to get paid in a day or two.
Oh, sure. No, that's not a problem at all. Do you want me to put down maybe by Friday or Monday of next week, or what are you thinking?
Monday next week. That'll give me plenty of time to get it all taken care of.
Okay, so question. On Monday of next week, will we still use the MasterCard ending in 7830, or will it be a different?
7830. We'll still use the same one.
So that's the 22nd. I'll set the billing date for next Monday, which is the 22nd. And, of course, if you get it sooner and you want to pay it off sooner, you can call in. But this way it won't try to process again until next Monday, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. No problem. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too.
Oh, I will. Talk to you. Yeah.
One thing I wanted to mention to you, if you're waiting for payments to come in and you're ever in a stretch, your program does include $100 worth of Facebook ads. So what some people do is they take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower the subscription to $149 monthly. So if that's ever helpful to you, I'm telling you, because you could always call back and put the Facebook ads on later. You know what I mean?
Okay. You know what? I'm still trying to learn this stuff, and I'm not too familiar. Yes. What are Facebook ads?
So the Facebook ads are when somebody in your area search for roofing or roof installation, or even if it's a specific like tile roof or something, for example, and it's a service that you offer. The search engines track that, and then next time that person goes on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for top-of-the-line roofing popping up in their newsfeed.
Mm,
yeah, and I'm sure you've noticed that. If you ever search for something online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook, there's an ad. Yeah, that doesn't happen on accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking, you know, what people in your area are searching for. Yeah, so, but the thing is the Google listing is exclusive. We only work with one company per category per area, and they only become available, you know, when we have an opening for them. So that's the hard part of the program is the Google optimization. But the Facebook ads, if you ever had to pause them, you know, until you're waiting on a check or something, it's easy to just turn them back on. You can do that at any time. So that's why I just wanted to throw that idea out there for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, okay, Philip?
Thank you. Bye-bye. Same to you.
You're welcome. Bye. Yeah, thank you. Okay, bye.